This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 9, 2016. Julie Manganis writes in the Salem News that a veteran Salem patrolman, the husband of the city's police chief, was arrested Tuesday evening on sexual assault charges. Brian Butler was taken into custody on an arrest warrant shortly before 5 p.m., according to Carrie Kimball Monahan, spokeswoman for the Essex DA's office. He is charged with one count each of rape and indecent assault and battery and was ordered held on $25,000 bail. The arrest was made by state police detectives assigned to the district attorney's office, which handled the investigation. Monahan said the matter was referred to their office by Salem police. She said she could not provide or confirm details of the complaints against Butler. Julie Manganis continues, Mayor Kim Driscoll said Butler was placed on paid administrative leave on Sunday, and the matter was turned over to the district attorney's office. Driscoll said she could not confirm details of the allegations, but said it is a serious matter. Driscoll said that Chief Mary Butler, who immediately recused herself from any role in the matter, has taken some personal or vacation time this week. The chief, who was sworn in last year, is not accused of any misconduct. The complaint against Brian Butler was issued Tuesday afternoon at Salem District Court. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that James Destino is headed back to City Hall in Gloucester. The former city council president, who served as Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken's chief administrative officer for the first 18 months of her term and then stepped down in June, will return to the job later this month. The mayor announced Tuesday that Destino, who left to spend more time with his family and focus on his family's business, Destino's Sub Shops on Prospect Street, will begin his new stint on November 28. Ray Lamont continues, under the city charter, the mayor has the authority to appoint the chief administrative officer and other department heads for up to 90 days. However, the announcement from the mayor's office said that she will seek city council approval for a permanent appointment for Destino that would carry through 2017. Gayla Cawley writes on itemlive.com, about a quarter of Swampscott's residents had low water pressure for several hours after a main break late Tuesday morning. Interim Town Administrator and Department of Public Works Director Gino Cresta said the water break occurred at about 11:30 a.m. to a 6-inch main on Middlesex Avenue. He said the break occurred as a contractor installed handicap ramps where Middlesex intersects with Burrell Street. Cresta said the contractor hit a buried inline gate valve. Cresta said the break left two dozen houses from Paradise Road up to Foster's Dam with no water while repairs were being made. Service was restored by 4:30 p.m. And Joshua Miller writes in the Boston Globe, Massachusetts voters on Tuesday legalized marijuana for recreational use, sweeping away more than a century of prohibition and opening the door to a massive new industry. The vote means the drug will become legal for use on December 15, and marijuana shops can open in 2018. Now, that will pose an immediate challenge for the slow-moving state bureaucracy, which will need to quickly craft new laws and regulations to oversee what soon could be a billion-dollar business. Joshua Miller continues in the Boston Globe. Voters approved the measure 53% to 47%, with 66% of precincts reporting at 11:45 p.m., according to unofficial results. The passage of Question 4 came despite opposition from Governor Charlie Baker, Mayor Martin J. Walsh of Boston, and Cardinal Sean P. O'Malley, who argued it would be a mistake to legalize a new drug while the state battles a scourge of opioid abuse, and who said legalization would result in danger to public health and safety. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.